Today on Compassion Radio.
Waiting is not nearly so bad as missing the opportunity to experience the thing that is important. And that Kairos moment is the now, when something suddenly happens and enters into the stream of time that changes everything. And these stories brought to screen, brought to life, the Word of God acted out as the great pageant that it is, the great mystery revealed, becomes a Kairos moment for so many people who hear that story for the very first time.
It's a beautiful story.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. On this program, Bram spends time with people who live their lives in a missional way, whether it's in a mud hut in remote Africa, a church in war-torn Ukraine, a village in Nepal devastated by an earthquake, or one of the countless Christ-centered ministries in the United States. Bram is there, tirelessly bringing you the life-changing stories of God's love, goodness, and faithfulness. The Word of God is the most important thing in the life of the follower of Christ. Without a steady diet of Scripture, we begin to starve to death spiritually. Today, Bram and his wife Sandy are going to share with us about this year's Bible Donation Project and how you can help believers on the other side of the world to receive a copy of the Bible or the Gospel of John. They'll also share some of their most powerful experiences in ministry. I'm Frank Montenegro, and here's part three of that conversation.
Well, we had plans to bring a lot of Russian Bibles into the country to give to our contacts there.
And Russian was the only language available at the time, which they were at least somewhat fluent in, they could read.
Well, it was the language of that country, because they were not...
Of the government.
Right, the government language. They weren't actually technically allowed to have books in Estonian. So we had carefully packed many of these Bibles into our belongings so that hopefully they would not be found. And unfortunately, many of them were found. And at that time, we were asked, what do you have these for? Why are you bringing these religious materials into this country? And we told them that they were our personal items. So in that case, they made us declare them as personal items, which means we would have to bring them back out of the country with
us. Because they would do a whole survey of everything you had in your bag as you left the country.
Right. So we were very disappointed in that and not sure what we were going to do and how we were going to actually leave these Bibles with the people that we were meeting with.
Right.
So someone in our group had a brilliant idea to get a group of us together and actually tear the pages out of the books.
But not all the pages.
Not all the pages.
Yeah.
One of us would do even numbers and one of us would do odd numbers. So that way we would come up with an entire Bible.
Mm-hmm.
The problem we also had was that in our hotel room, we were being listened to.
And watched.
And watched. Yeah. And we had to strategically place jackets or things in front of mirrors so that cameras could not see us behind the mirrors. And one of the gals was a flute player. So she brought her flute into the room and began to play her flute. And we began to sing worship songs as she played her flute. And we sang very loudly as we could. So whoever was listening to us could not hear us ripping the pages from our book. So in that way, we were able to actually get together about maybe 20 Bibles altogether that we could leave with the people who were our contacts
as
in
folios.
Estonia.
Yeah.
Correct. So then when we left the country, we actually had the partial Bible left over and in our luggage so that they could see we were actually taking them out of the country.
And a really strange read if they actually read through the Bible.
Exactly.
So you left these copies there. I'm not sure you ever found out over the years what became of them, but I know that I heard from other agencies that people literally still have on file in these churches these pieced together folio Bibles of unknown origin. In fact, some of the missionaries we worked with last year, and if you listen to the programs we did from Josiah Venture in Eastern Europe back in 2017, you would have heard us talk about the people who are now working openly in the countries of Estonia, Lithuania, Latvia, and across all the other Eastern Bloc countries. And there's a huge revival going on right now, and how the Word of God is marching big time. And they're finding that the most treasured Bibles that they've printed in all their years as a ministry have been dual language Bibles given to students.
Right.
And how they have their native language on one side, English on the other, and they're literally learning the English language that way by learning the Word of God. Think about the kind of word going in. Now imagine you were learning a language where you wanted to hang on all the important information so that you could be able to communicate well with somebody else. But imagine you learned the language by learning the Word of God. The very first thing going into your brain about this new foreign language will be everything God wants to say. Think of how your perspective would change as you start thinking in English for the first time, and all the words you learned came literally from God's presence spoken to you. It's changing things in Eastern Europe. And these kids that are now free to do these things, the reason they're free now to do this, to learn the Word of God, to reach out to their friends, to discover a whole new way of life, is because missionaries made it possible for the Word of God to make it into those countries back in the 80s and 90s, and because they rose up and spoke out for freedom and liberty, and it brought down the Soviet Union. This is political and historical reality. I love that we get to tell stories that bring those things together and bookend those great experiences in our own life. And who knows what's going to be in the news in the next 20 or 30 years because of the gospel outreach that happens and changes history in this generation. It's going to. And these Bibles that you're raising money for, that we're raising together to send to China and to Central Asia, are making the difference now that are going to make it possible for the church to flourish later.
Well, I'm just reminded of how precious the Word of God is and how essential it is that we do our part in getting as many copies of the Word into the hands of people who desperately want them.
I want to roll the clock back one more time and talk about a story and how it affects the church today in Africa. Back in 86, after you had that amazing experience of bringing the Word of God into Eastern Europe, into the Soviet bloc, you were given an opportunity to be part of a first-time effort to raise money for what became the world's biggest evangelical outreach ever, and that was the Jesus Film with the Campus Crusade. And the Continentals at the time partnered with them to bring awareness to the project, to raise money for teams to go. And back then, this is pre-digital technology. You literally had sheets and projectors.
Tell
me a bit about your experience with the Samburu people in Kenya.
Well, we left Nairobi and drove about 3 hours north of there to a town called Meru. And then from there, we drove about another 4.5 to 5 hours out into the middle of nowhere. And we traveled along dry riverbeds in the back of a combi truck, they called it. It was like a van with a lid that popped up. And we had all of this equipment. We had a big old generator, several tanks of gas, a type of a bed sheet. It was a little heavier than that. And a projector, a literal projector. And
with film.
With these big rolls of film. And we drove up over this hill into what looked like a whole bunch of bushes, really. And
and when you say a bunch of bushes, what was around these bushes?
Nothing. I mean, it was desert, nothing, you know, as far as you could see.
Savannah going out as far as the eye could reach.
Right. Yeah. And so we stopped, and our driver got out, and one of the bushes moved out of the way, and some men came out from behind these bushes. And they were the scariest looking people I have ever seen. They were, they had warrior paint on their faces, and they had red mud streaked in their hair, and they had very little clothing on. And it was a little frightening to me. And they opened up a space, and we drove our van into this village. And the huts inside this village were made of mud and goat dung.
Now, why was there a perimeter of this hedge around here?
Well, I didn't really know at the time, but found out later it was to keep the lions out, is what they told us. So I don't know if they were trying to frighten us or if that really was literally just to keep the wild animals out, which probably it was. And we set up our stuff and got all of our equipment out, got some poles and tied this sheet up and played the Jesus film for these Samburu tribesmen.
Now, most people are familiar with the term the Jesus film, and many have seen it. What's special about the project was that it was a worldwide effort to bring the Word of God to the screen. Not just the story about Jesus, but the Word itself.
No, it's literally the book of Luke.
Yeah. So all the important scenes, the transitions, and what Luke records as having happened because of Jesus, through Jesus, and as a result of Jesus is on the screen.
Yes, all of the words spoken in the film are
literal scripture.
Literal from the scripture.
Now, they had teams literally worked on the audio translation of the Word of God into vernacular so that it could be on the screen. And it was a live, it was a very alive kind of translation. In fact, it was used by many other translation agencies to reconcile idiomatic language with the way the literal language was being translated on paper. And it was a great resource for actually improving the translations that would later become full New Testaments. So it became something embedded into the entire gospel effort to bring the Word of God to the world. And it's still going. There are still hundreds of languages being translated every year and being performed by actors in those languages.
There's more coming up. But right now, here's Bram to let you know how you can help with this year's Bible Donation Project.
A survey a while back revealed that the average household in America has 4.4 Bibles in it, with some homes containing 6, 7, 8, or even more copies of God's Word. And that's wonderful. But did you know that there are places in the world where people have never even seen a Bible? That means they are literally starving for the essential life-giving power of the Scriptures. As you may also know, we've done many successful Bible projects over the years at Compassion Radio. This has helped to place over 500,000 of them with believers, pastors, and evangelists. And now as this year wraps up, we are so excited to tell you about our 2018 year-end Compassion Radio Bibles Project. It begins this month, and it is unique in one very important way. For the first time ever, Compassion Radio and this campaign are being underwritten so that every single dollar raised for Bibles goes to that project. Think about that. It's the biggest matching gift challenge we've ever offered at Compassion Radio, and there is no limit to this offer. The more you give, the more goes to the field and the front lines of gospel outreach. So please, pray big with us about this, and then act exactly as the Lord shows you. Make this challenge known to your family and friends. Talk to your pastor, your Sunday school class, small group, or home fellowship. Bring it to your benevolence or missions committee. Pray about where the Lord might have you share this unique opportunity. This year, let's saturate the world with God's Word like never before. If you'd like to help place a Bible or a Gospel of John into the hands of someone who has never seen the Word of God before and wants it in the countries of India, Nepal, and China, please contact us right now. The number is 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. You can also give at CompassionRadio.com. That's CompassionRadio.com. You can also text the word Bibles to 53445. That's Bibles to 53445. And you can also mail your tax-deductible donation to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Just be sure to put Bibles Project in the memo on your check. Thank you so very much for anything you can do this month to help us in our efforts to get the Word of God out to those who need it and want it the most. God bless.
We're always on mission. This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
sing again.
And now, back to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
So you were with the Samburu people, which is one of the great tribes of the savannas of Kenya. We know the Maasai because they're spoken of quite often and we see pictures of them. The Samburu were very similar in some of their style.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned them being streaked with war paint. This was their going to work clothes. They were ready for doing battle, which was taking care of their flocks and things. And very tall people, very striking. What happened when this crazy film got put up on the screen and they got to see Jesus?
Well, they were mesmerized by it. And there was a silence in this village like I've never heard before. Many people would stand up and walk around to the back of the screen, suspecting to find people back there, looking for the people who were on the screen. I think one of the most poignant memories that I have is the scene where Jesus was beaten. And it's a brutal scene in the movie itself. But these people believed that it was real. They believed that what they were seeing was actually happening at that moment. And they began to scream and wail. And they were mourning. It was a deafening scream that they, it was a joint. They all were screaming and they began to throw rocks at the screen to make them stop beating Jesus. And at that moment, I thought, I have never reacted to the story of Jesus' death the way these people are reacting to it right now. I grew up my entire life hearing the story, seeing the passion play, seeing television shows, reading it my entire life. And I was 24 years old before it really moved me to tears. Now that's an indictment against me right there. And I...
Maybe not an indictment, honey, but a revelation.
A revelation. It was a desperate cry that these people had, and they were deeply grieved and deeply moved by what was happening to Jesus.
I think it's important for us to acknowledge right now that they were right. If we take seriously this concept that the Word of God gives us, that Jesus is eternally crucified for us, that their experience is in the now. And if your now is very immediate and very visceral, then you're drawing close to what God says, I am. So this story is repeated in cultures all around the world, where the now is very, very important. And God makes his now apparent to them. We talk about the difference between Chronos and Kairos. It's a great concept, but we have seen it in action ourselves over the years, that people wait very long times for something to happen, but it's the thing that happens that is important. Waiting is not nearly so bad as missing the opportunity to experience the thing that is important. And that Kairos moment is the now, when something suddenly happens and enters into the stream of time that changes everything. And these stories brought to screen, brought to life, the Word of God acted out as the great pageant that it is, the great mystery revealed, becomes a Kairos moment for so many people who hear that story for the very first time.
It's a beautiful story.
We'll hear more of this great conversation next time on Compassion Radio. Now, if you'd like to help place a Bible or a Gospel of John into the hands of people who have never before heard the good news of Jesus Christ in India, Nepal, and China, people who may have never even seen a Bible, please contact us right now. You can call 800-868-2478. That's 800-868-2478. You can go to CompassionRadio.com. That's CompassionRadio.com. You can text the word Bibles to 53445. That's the word Bibles to 53445. You can also mail your tax-deductible donation to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Just be sure to put Bible Project in the memo on your check. Thank you so very much for anything you can do to help us in our efforts to get God's Word out to those who need it the most. And remember, every dollar you donate will be matched in an unlimited way all the way up to midnight, December 31st. Please join us again next time for Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Ministries and your generous support.
A survey a while back revealed that the average household in America has 4.4 Bibles in it, with some homes containing 6, 7, 8, or even more copies of God's Word. And that's wonderful. But did you know that there are places in the world where people have never even seen a Bible? That means they are literally starving for the essential life-giving power of the Scriptures. As you may also know, we've done many successful Bible projects over the years at Compassion Radio. This has helped to place over 500,000 of them with believers, pastors, and evangelists. And now as this year wraps up, we are so excited to tell you about our 2018 year-end Compassion Radio Bibles Project. It begins this month, and it is unique in one very important way. For the first time ever, Compassion Radio and this campaign are being underwritten so that every single dollar raised for Bibles goes to that project. Think about that. It's the biggest matching gift challenge we've ever offered at Compassion Radio, and there is no limit to this offer. The more you give, the more goes to the field and the front lines of gospel outreach. So please, pray big with us about this, and then act exactly as the Lord shows you. Make this challenge known to your family and friends. Talk to your pastor, your Sunday school class, small group, or home fellowship. Bring it to your benevolence or missions committee. Pray about where the Lord might have you share this unique opportunity. This year, let's saturate the world with God's Word like never before. If you'd like to help place a Bible or a Gospel of John into the hands of someone who has never seen the Word of God before and wants it in the countries of India, Nepal, and China, please contact us right now. The number is 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. You can also give at CompassionRadio.com. That's CompassionRadio.com. You can also text the word Bibles to 53445. That's Bibles to 53445. And you can also mail your tax-deductible donation to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Just be sure to put Bibles Project in the memo on your check. Thank you so very much for anything you can do this month to help us in our efforts to get the Word of God out to those who need it and want it the most. God bless.